Regulators from 5 agencies are set to approve the Volcker Rule today. It's one of the most important reforms of the 2010 Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Law, enacted in the wake of the financial crisis 5 years ago.
Its aim is to restore that firewall between ordinary everyday banking and the kind of high-risk financial betting that used to be separated by the Glass-Steagall Act, which was shot down in 1999. NPR economics correspondent John Itzte was with us. And John, we know it's named after former Fed Chair Paul Volcker, but what else does this rule do? Talk about proprietary trading.
Well, there are a couple of goals here. One is to get banks not to engage in risky behavior that could cause their failure and wreak havoc with the financial system. The other is not to allow them to use funds insured by the government and backed by taxpayers to do that. So banks will not be allowed to use those kinds of funds to trade securities, stocks and bonds, for their own profits. That's what's called proprietary trading. That's a huge deal for banks, because right now proprietary trading is a vast source of revenue for Wall Street. So banks have been fighting hard against this rule. As it turns out, they've managed to weaken some parts of it, but it's still pretty tough.
Well, but there are exceptions to the rule, including something called market making. Explain that.
Right. Banks will be able to buy and trade securities for their customers, and they'll be able to trade securities as a hedge against risks. The problem here, though, is that it's very tricky figuring out whether any given trade is a hedge or simply an attempt to make a profit. So the Volcker Rule released today says that any trade has to be tied to a certain asset and to be defensible as a hedge designed to reduce one or more specific identifiable risks like currency risk or interest rate risk or market risk. The rule also bans something called portfolio hedging, which can involve a huge variety of assets, and that's what J.P. Morgan Chase was doing in the London Whale case, in which it made huge speculative bets and lost $6 billion. That kind of trading will be banned. But there are some exceptions. Banks will also be able to trade federal, state, and municipal bonds for their own profit. But they'll be barred from speculative activity like owning private equity funds or hedge funds.
Well, you just said a lot there, and I can see someone scratching their heads. You know, you said that maybe these are tougher rules than Wall Street wanted. What does it mean for me if I've got my money in a bank? What does it mean for the average consumer?
Well, I think it means that your money is safer, and it's less likely that one of these big banks is going to get itself in trouble and fail and be a burden to taxpayers. That's really the goal here, is to make the financial system much more safe and stable.
And where does this, you know, put it in perspective, what does it mean where we are in regulating financial markets?
Well, I think we've made some progress in the last year. I mean, two-thirds of the 400-some rules included in Dodd-Frank have yet to take effect. But getting the Volcker Rule completed is a sign of progress, I think. Just last week, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew suggested we have made significant progress in ending too big to fail this year and making the financial system safer. That said, you know, a huge, complex system like our financial system is never going to be completely safe.
That's NPR economics correspondent John Itzte on that. It's kind of a downer note. You know, it's a buyer beware, a cautionary note.
That's right.
Yeah. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome.